Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
On Monday, we will start playing messages from you guys that have Black-owned businesses that want to take us up on the offer for us to highlight your business for Black History Month.
Yeah, all you have to do is go to theburtshow.com and fill out that quick form to submit your Black-owned business. And like Burt said, starting Monday, we'll start highlighting these Black-owned businesses in the hopes of boosting some sales, man.
You just wink at me and give me the... You just winked at me and gave me the...
Wow.
Are we interrupting something?
I know. I mean,
what's going on?
The only thing that you're missing are the little gun fingers.
Yes.
Thanks.
Whatever I did was not sexual in nature, for no, sure.
It certainly was not.
No. It was, I don't know what that was.
Back at you. All right. Worst advice ever received? Worst advice?
If you would like to share, 1-855-BIRCHO, 855-237-8746. I came across this list on BuzzFeed. And every now and then, BuzzFeed really hits with their list. Mm. And apparently it was a Redditor, Skiing Fun, that asked folks on Reddit, what is the worst advice you've ever received in your life?
Right, again, it's 1-855-BIRCHO.
And some of the people had some pretty scary advice they have received over the years. First, when I was in high school, I had a friend who was not the smartest. I remember him telling me, if I didn't want to get a woman pregnant, then she should be on top so the sperm can't flow up.
Gravity.
Now, if you're in high school, I can understand how you could absorb this and go, okay, you know what? This makes sense.
Yeah.
Mathematically, this makes sense.
You haven't taken physics yet, so you don't know any better. I get it. Yeah. By the way, the guy who gave the advice became a father his sophomore year.
I bet.
This one is just so sad. I called a kid's helpline when I was a teen to ask for advice on how to help my depressed friend. They advised I find new friends. I wish I was making this up.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they stay depressed long enough, you're going to need to.
Next, my dad, you know, son, there really is no such thing as cheating if you aren't married. The Bible doesn't recognize any relationship that isn't bound in the covenant of the Lord. So until you are married, relationships don't really exist.
Oh, wow.
I've been told that before.
Really?
Yeah, I forget who told me that, but somebody definitely told me cheating doesn't necessarily count unless you're married.
Come on.
I'm
really?
Serious. Yeah, I was told that before.
I once called a crisis hotline and told the lady that I was afraid my parents would disown me because I thought I was bisexual. She paused and then said, yeah, some kids go through that phase.
Damn.
When my daughter was an infant, my wife couldn't breastfeed, and my daughter couldn't digest formula very well, so I had to buy a special pre-digested formula for like $25 a can. I was at the cashier paying for the formula. The guy in front of me was gathering his things. He said to me, when my kids were babies, I wish I knew what I know now. I was like, what's that? What do you know now? He says, babies don't need formula. All they need is sugar water. All the rest is a scam.
Teeth are overrated.
Yeah. This one takes the cake. My boyfriend suffered from a terrible Charlie horse in the middle of the night. My bizarre space cadet of a coworker heard this and immediately interjected, frantically explaining that I needed to get him to a hospital because this was a surefire symptom of pregnancy.
Oh, he is.
She also recommended that I call the news because my boyfriend is, well, a man. I guess she thought history was about to go down. Spoiler alert, he wasn't pregnant. Oh. He just needed a banana.
That's it. Just some potassium. Hey, Julie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Worst advice you ever received in your life?
Okay, so my mother-in-law, now is my ex-mother-in-law, about 5 years ago, I asked my ex if he had somebody else, and he didn't deny it. So when my mother-in-law came to my house for a few weeks, and I said, your son is already in Colombia. And then she texted me when she gets back to her house. She said, just don't say anything to him. Let him be. You're the queen. It will be okay. But don't even confront him about what's going on, that he's cheating on you. Just keep it quiet and just do whatever he wants.
Oh, wow.
And she texted to me. And I still have the text on. And I'm already divorced, thank God. But it was just, who does that, you know?
Well, it is part of NATO rules that if you cheat with somebody outside of the country that you reside, it's not cheating.
Yeah.
I think I heard that one too.
Has to be within your own country for it to be considered infidelity.
Oh.
Yep.
Look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Hannah. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hey, I was told not to attend jury duty.
Who gave you that advice?
Yeah, it was. I was like, well, I'm going to go to jail. They were like, no, you won't. You'll just get a warning. I was like, I'm not risking it.
So just that, don't tell them, just don't show up. Ghost them.
Yeah, just don't show up.
Yeah, I think that's bad policy.
Ghosting jury duty is nice.
Ghosting the government, never
a good idea.
Not a good idea.
They'll find you.
Yes, they will.
All right, last call here. Good morning, Maria. You are on the Bert Show.
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. I have some pretty bad advice. At my grandmother's 45th wedding anniversary party, I asked her, I said, what's the secret to being married for so long? Her exact words were not to just have a lot of marital affairs, but have a lot of marital affairs.
And the reasoning behind a lot would be what?
I have no idea.
But that was the secret to 45 years of marriage.
My now fiance.
And there they were for 45 years.
Yes. 45 years is a success story.
Thank you for calling.
Mo, don't have a lot of marital affairs. Have a lot of marital affairs.
All of them.
All of them.
Yep.
Kristen, that was a really good question.
Right back at you.
The Bert Show.